Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. Our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take in three deep breaths, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself, the breath that energizes, renews, restores, replenishes. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Before we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart, into the cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently. Before we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, to be present in this moment as we connect and commune with the ground of being, the ultimate reality, God within. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm reading Psalm 15 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mell. Excuse me. O beloved, you invite us to rest in the abode of your heart, to forgive our weaknesses and renew our love. Who will respond with hearts opened wide to love? Those who walk with integrity, who are in harmony with your word, and sing the heart's song. Whose tongues speak truth, judging not others, and seeking only the good? Whose eyes behold not the outer garments of the body, but see within the inner robe of love? Whose own weaknesses are acknowledged and brought to light in prayer? Those who are just in all affairs of life and take not advantage of another. Those who dwell in the heart of love, who act justly with integrity, will join the dance of life, will sing the songs of joy. Their family, friends, and indeed the world will be blessed by their love. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, let our hearts and minds be open to consciously dwell in the heart of love. For love is the reason for being. Love is why we're here. Our teacher said that we were to love you with all our heart, all our mind, with all our soul, and that we were to love each other as ourselves. And oftentimes when we forget that we are all united by love, that we all share and embrace your grace, which is freely given and withheld from none. We forget that we are interconnected, that we are one with each other as we are one with you. Bring us back to the remembrance to dwell in the heart of love. Bring us back to the remembrance that we are one with you and one with all of your creation. Bring us back to the remembrance that love is at the essence and core of our being. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. With all that is happening across our precious globe at this time, let us hold in our hearts those that are experiencing the trials and the traumas from the disasters that are happening, from Australia with floods, and now from the burning of the land and the floods and the hailstones, to all across the world that are experiencing floods, earthquakes, and natural disasters. We who live here are in the relative safety of a controlled climate, forget the horrors of what it must be like. So let us hold in our hearts those who have lost their homes, family members, the animals that have been lost. Let us hold in our hearts those who are in war-torn areas, that suffering with no medical aid, with no food, with no feeling of safety. Let us hold in our hearts those right here in our beloved UK, who too are suffering from poverty, who do not know where their next meal will come from, who are without shelter. As we hold all of this, when we feel overwhelmed by it, let us come back to the remembrance that God is in control. And as we remember to align ourselves with this truth, let us know that we are the hands and feet to which you will use to help alleviate the suffering in this world. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come and rest in the heart of love, your heart of love, we know that our every need is met, that every ache, every grief is soothed, every concern, every worry is dispelled, as we come and rest in the heart of love. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for anything that I have failed to ask, you know our individual needs, wants, and desires. Our teacher said it was your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So I surrender everything to you, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I could ask or think. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in, allow this prayer to center, settle in your soul. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without,
radiating brightly. radiating brightly.
Brightness.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am
the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and
unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, as we come to the end of our 10 at 10, I wish you a very beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet together on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.